This is Brother Billy Parker, and it's so good to be back with you again. Oh, you can't imagine how much that I'm enjoying this. This is the height of my ambition to be able to talk the Word of God and try to help somebody to be encouraged in His ways. And children of God and friends that are listening today, I want to talk to you about who shall abide in the hill of the Lord. And do you know today that there's people out here that are teaching just you can just do anyway and go to heaven. But I'm telling you what, friends, I want you to listen to what the Word of God said. It doesn't matter what somebody tells you. It's what the Word of God said. The psalmist David said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And I'd like to talk about that man today that'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What kind of person will it be? How will you know him? And in what way will you know him? And I'd like to use one of the shortest chapters in the Word of God to see if we can find out the answer to these questions. Psalms chapter 15. If you've got your Bible, turn to it. And let's see what the psalmist David said. The one who was a man after God's own heart. Let's start right in the first verse. To start with, David asked two questions in verse 1. He said, "Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? O Lord, who shall be permitted to have fellowship with thee? What kind of a person will be able to stand in thy presence?" And you know what? There's so many people today that have got their own answers to these questions. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Or just whoever will come forth and sign a pledge card. Just whoever will shake hands and make a profession of faith. They're welcome to be members of most churches. That's man's plan, though, and not God's. Do you know the Word of God said there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction? I remember a few years ago, a man started coming to church at Tiftonia, and he really liked being in service there. He came several times, and then one night after church, he met me out in the parking lot, and he began to talk to me. And he said, "Brother Billy, I really do like your church. How would I go about getting my letter transferred over here?" I told him, "We don't have any letters at Tiftonia." He said, "Well, how do we keep up with our people? How was people made members of our church?" And I told him what the Word of God said. You must be born again. The only church book that our member's name is on is the Lamb's Book of Life. You must be born again. Joining a church won't get it. You must be born again. And the other part of the question that David asked, or the other question, he said, "Who shall abide in thy holy hill?" And I take this to be heaven. And these same people who want your name on a church book teach that after they get it there, that you've got a free ride to heaven. Some of you might say, "Wait a minute, preacher. That's not what my preacher believes." Well, that's good. I sure hope not. Because I tell you right now, friends, if the blind lead the blind, the Word of God said that